Shalom uvracha, everybody, and welcome back. Now that we have understood and made the introductory remarks on Hilchos Nida, we're ready to officially begin learning the halachot. And we'll start by learning about Nida Deoraisa, meaning the biblical requirements which render a woman a Nida. And it's important to note that the modern-day psak may be slightly different or have added nuances due to the additional rabbinical enactments, etc., which we will touch upon in future shiurim Bezrat Hashem. Therefore, it is important and imperative to keep in mind that we are building a background and a framework. And I want to repeat that we're building a background and a framework for understanding the modern-day halachot. Meaning, before you build a house, you need to gather all the bricks. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're gathering the bricks together in order to Bezrat Hashem build our house. Now, the Torah in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yutes, writes, V'isha ki tiye zava dam ye zova bivsara shivat yamim tiye benidata v'chol anogea ba yitma ad ha'arev. Meaning, if we're looking for a biblical source for a woman, for the concept of a nida, it's here in Sefer Vayikra. In English, we translate it as, when a woman has a discharge, her discharge from her flesh being blood, she shall be in a state of nida for 7 days. And anyone who touches her shall remain tame until the evening. And from here, we learn that a nida deoraisa is tamea for 7 days only, even if she bleeds for all 7 days. Meaning there's a concept that we've all heard of, which is called Zayin Nikim, that you have after a woman finishes bleeding, she needs to wait 7 clean days. This we see as a rabbinical enactment. Mi deoraisa, okay, according to the biblical law, once a woman starts menstruating or has blood, she is tmea for 7 days, even if she bleeds for all 7 days. Now, as long as the bleeding stops on the 7th day, then she can go to the mikvah and be muteres to her husband. When we say muteres to her husband, we're going to translate it as they're allowed to have relations, for the simple meaning. Now we'll give a practical example. If she sees and has her period on Monday and it continues through Sunday, as long as the blood stops on Sunday, she can go to the mikvah that night. And I want to stress the point that according to the Torah, a woman who sees blood is tamei for 7 days, regardless of how many days she saw blood throughout the 7 days, and can go to the mikvah on the 7th day as long as she stops seeing blood on the 7th day. It's very different than what we do today, and that's why we're building a framework. But it's important. Once, from the moment she sees blood, she counts 7 days. After that 7th day, so long as she stopped on day 7, she can go to the mikvah. The Gemara then starts to give in the context of what constitutes a nida deoraisa. And it explains that all dam nida, any blood which renders a woman to be a nida, has to come from the makor. And the Gemara reads as follows. The makor is the uterus, as we'll explain in the next year. We'll do some introductory to the biology that we'll need. But anyway, the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ve'isha, he's quoting the Pasuk here, Ve'isha kitiye zava, the Pasuk we just read. What does it mean? Yachol lachshov, you might have thought, afilu zava mikom makom tiyet me'a, you might have thought that any time there's if she bleeds from her nose, that's blood which left the woman, so she should be tmeya. Talmud lomar, so we're coming to teach you, the Torah says, that she has revealed the makor dameha, the source of the blood. Limeid, what does the Gemara make? The Gemara makes a diuk from this. Limeid al hadamim she'enan ela min makor. Thus, that the only time a woman can become nida is if the blood comes from the uterus. Therefore, if blood comes out from any other part of her body, including the bayis achitzon, which we'll explain later, it's not going to cause her to become a nida. And this is the first requirement that we have to making a woman become a nida, and we're going to add 3 more as we go along. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zoche, lilmod, ulamed, lishmor, velasos.